John Munt, Unleashed, presents the story of the day. Here's Johnny.
There it is. You can see where will Debo go, because Debo has asked for a trade. That is today's story of the day. Debo, where will he go? Where will Debo go? Well, here's where it started, and thanks for joining us. John Lund Unleashed, story of the day. Make sure you're subscribing to John Lund Unleashed on YouTube. You have your alerts on so that when we drop story of the day, because, of course, we do the show from Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. We do breaking news, story of the day, all sorts of stuff. You go to johnlundunleashed.com, and you can read the story that goes along with this video in details with fancy numbers and pictures and videos and stats and all those kind of things. So make sure you check out the blog, johnlundunleashed.com, and you can see the story that matches the video that I'm doing for you right now. And then you subscribe on YouTube and you don't miss anything. John Lund Unleashed. Also weekdays at 8 a.m., as I said, Saturdays at 10 a.m. We are live. And you can also watch, in addition to YouTube where you subscribe, you can also watch on X and Instagram. So check all that out. Now, story of the day, Debo, here's what you want. Here's what you need. Adam Schefter, during the Super Bowl, or before the Super Bowl, I should say, have granted Debo Samuel and his agent, Torrey Dandy, permission to find a trade partner for the receiver. This is what Debo said. And this is going to get really interesting, the timing of this all. It was a hard conversation to have with Kyle, but because of the relationship we have, but I have to do what's best. I'm more than thankful for the Niners giving me an opportunity of a lifetime, but now I think it's best that we find another team. Now, I'm going to get into all of this. And again, if you go to johnlundunleashed.com, you can read about all of this at length. But here's what's funny, and I say this all the time. Now, look, if you've been watching the show with any regularity, and even before that on my radio show, I told you that Debo Samuel was not going to be a member of the 49ers, that it didn't make any sense, that they weren't going to a team like the 49ers that really wants to get back to trench warfare like we saw in the Super Bowl when Philadelphia crushed the Chiefs. They want to go back to trench warfare, which is running the football, playing defense, and they're not going to spend $55 million on their top two wide receivers, $30 million a year for Brandon Ayuk and about $24 million for Debo. That doesn't make sense in the checkbook of the 49ers, especially because Ayuk's coming back from injury. He's going to be here. He just signed the contract. Ricky Pearsall, they like him a lot, and this is what it comes down to. They like his toughness. They like the fact that he came back from the shooting the way that he did, and he had a nice end of the season. We still don't know, but they did put a first-round pick into Ricky Pearsall. Ricky Pearsall is going to be here. And then, of course, Juwan Jennings, who the 49ers absolutely love, not only for his ability to go up and get the ball, but for his blocking ability, in which he blocks guys through the bench, and he gets kicked out of games late this season, which maybe Kyle doesn't want to see that, but he certainly loves himself some Juwan Jennings. So who's the fourth receiver now? That would be Debo Samuel, who was kind of a kick returner at the end of the year. And as I said, you're not paying $24 million for that. Now, here's where the interesting part comes in. The conversation that Debo had was in the when they were cleaning out lockers at the end of the season. He says it was a hard conversation to have with Kyle Shanahan because of the relationship we have, but I have to do what's best. I'm more thankful that the Niners giving me the opportunity of a lifetime, but now I think it's better to go. We find another team. Now, this was, let me go back to, this was the day they were cleaning out lockers. So this was the day after the loss of the Cardinals, and John Lynch was on the stage. And again, I'm not calling anybody a liar because I talk about this on the show all the time. You don't have to tell the truth to us, the media. You got to keep leverage with your team. So when John Lynch was asked here by Matt Maiocco, knowing the conversation that he and Kyle had had with the players to end the season, because this conversation was reportedly at locker room cleanout, and Debo said to the Niners, I'd like to move on to another team. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan said during this press conference that they really hadn't had a chance to go over anything because they were just in players' meetings for the last couple of days. And, didn't really know what they were going to do. So Matt Maiocco, our good friend Matt Maiocco, super genius 49ers reporter, NBC Sports Bay Area, asks John Lynch near the end of the press conference, what was the story or what's the story with Debo Samuel?
Situation.
Debo's under contract. I mean, yeah.
You expect him back?
Yeah. A good player and has done a ton for this organization. And, you know, we're not in the business of letting good players out of here, so.
All right, we're not in the business of letting good players out of here. The difference, though, is you don't compound problems either. What you do is Deebo Samuel, as I said, is making $24 million. I'm going to put up some fancy numbers in just a second. But I just told you where the three receivers are. You got Ayuk back. He's going to be the guy. You spent a first-round pick on Purcell. He's going to be there. You love Juwan Jennings blocking guys into benches and going up and getting the ball. He's going to be there. Where does that leave Deebo, who's, let's be honest, a player going in the wrong direction? He's getting close to 30. He's 29. And for wide receivers, that really doesn't matter. But for running backs, it does. And he's a wide back. He's a receiver and a running back. And he did a great job of the Niners, had a bunch of injuries a few years ago in filling both of those holes. And remember when his contract was up and a bunch of us were sitting there going, oh, he doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't want the ball and it's going to shorten his career. That's kind of what it's done. Because Deebo Samuel, as a receiver, a really physical receiver, we know he's not a precise route runner, but what he does is, and what he did was, short routes, quick hitters, and he ran over people. That's just what he did. He was a tone setter for the 49ers, and actually, when he didn't play, their record was really, really bad. Because it was banged up a little bit, but it was the way that the 49ers asked him to play. Then he went in the backfield, did the same thing, but you know what? Teams know what's coming. He had the lowest yards per carry of his career, lowest reception of his career outside of 2020 when he only played in seven games. I'm talking about 13 games or more, lowest yards per carry, lowest receptions, lowest yards, all those things, the lowest of his career. And just from the naked eye, throw the stats out for a minute. From the naked eye, it just looks like he doesn't have the explosion and the power that he used to have. So when John Lynch says, we're not in the business of letting great players go, we're good players out of this building. The problem is Deebo makes $24 million. And to be honest, he's not a good route runner. So if he's not fooling people from the backfield, if he's not effective on jet sweeps, if he's not effective in the passing game the way that he was. And then last year, you know, to be honest with you, and I'm going to give Deebo a break here. When all those players got hurt, he's a player that is more effective playing off others. And then all of a sudden, it's like, damn, but he's not a guy that's going to be like against the number one DB. He's going to be very good. We saw that in the Super Bowl last year against Kansas City. He just couldn't get off the coverage. So you combine everything, a player that's going in the wrong direction, a player that's getting closer to the age of 30, a player who, let's be honest, has lost a step, does not have the power and the charge that he used to have. And then you throw in that number of about $24 million, and they're just not going to invest that kind of money in Deebo Samuel. This is Deebo locker cleanout day when asked. And again, knowing on his mind that he's asked the 49ers to trade him, can't always be telling the truth, but this is Deebo on locker cleanout day.
Being back here.
Nah, no questions at all.
Have you talked to Kyle and John about
that? Oh, not yet, no.
Okay, so he said right there, yeah, there's no question. I'm going to be back. And he knows, and you can see it in his face right there. Let me just throw that one more time. Look at Debo's face this whole time. He knows.
Nah, no questions at all.
Have you talked to Kyle and John about that?
Oh, not yet, no.
So he knows at that point, I'm asking for a trade. I don't want to be here. That's the deal. So knowing that Deebo Samuel has asked for a trade, knowing that Deebo is going in the wrong direction, knowing that Deebo is close to 30 years old, knowing that the 49ers have enough receivers, even without Deebo in the room, what does that mean? That's what you're going to ask yourself. Okay, so let's go to the teams. What about the money? What's all the details here? Glad you asked. So Deebo Samuel is probably going to be a post-June 1 cut or trade. It doesn't matter if he's traded or cut. It's all the same thing. So his cap number from a money standpoint is $15.87 million, which is actually the most. This is next year, 2025. This is the most on the Niners. Brandon Ayuk has an $11.2 million cap hit. So again, you're not going to keep Deebo Samuel around, given that he's going in the wrong direction. I'm being nice when I continue to say this, but he's got the highest cap number on the team. That's not going to work for the guy who's probably the fourth receiver on this team. If you cut him or trade him pre-June 1, the dead cap is 31.55, cap savings 15.68. Did not do this off the top of my head because I was told that math would not be required in this show. $15.32 million is what they are underwater on Deebo if it's pre-June 1, whether it's a cut or whether it's a trade. Probably going to be a trade. Now, if you go post one designation, which I'm sure the 49ers would, then the cap number or dead cap is 10.75. The savings are 5.117 and you lose 5.6. So if you wait until post June 1, you save yourself $10 million. Now they could do either because here's the thing. Everybody keeps freaking out. Oh, they're not going to cut them. Look at the money. They're going to lose the money. Last year, the Denver Broncos ate $50 million, over 50, really tasty, 50, $50 million when they let Russell Wilson walk to the Pittsburgh Steelers, $50 million. Do you know what the Denver Broncos did? They made the playoffs. More and more teams are eating that money. They don't love eating the money, but what they don't want to do is they don't want to compound the problem. So the Broncos looked at it and said, you know what? We want Bo Nix. We don't want Russell Wilson. We want to move forward. What the 49ers are saying is, we have Purcell, we have Jennings, we have Ayuk coming back, even though he's going to miss some of the season. Deebo Samuel used to set tones, used to be able to run out of the backfield, used to be the wide back, but he just doesn't fit us really anymore. And why are we going to compound the problem? Oh, no, they're going to lose some money. You know what? Oh, we've got to sign Brock Purdy. I'm telling you, they rolled the $50 million over, which was the most in the NFL. Not to get too deep in the numbers here, they know what they're doing. And they're going to be able to sign Brock. And I think they're going to be able to sign a couple of free agents. Not on the first day, not that type of thing. But they're going to sign enough. Plus, Brock Purdy's contract, Dre Greenlaw's contract, Hufanga. I don't expect them to keep Hufanga. I don't know what they're going to do with Dre. But those guys are up. And George Kittle has a bloated number. It jumps up big, his cap number, which is why during Super Bowl week, it was so talked about, his contract. They are going to extend George Kittle. So they have a lot of work to do in this offseason. Deebo Samuel doesn't fit what their future is. So even if they lose some money on Deebo Samuel, A, they can afford it, and B, they're not going to compound the problem. So that's the financial side of things. Okay, what are they going to get, and where is he going to go? That's what you probably really want to know. So this is what I broke down. And again, you can see this and read the whole article, and it will all make sense. JohnLundUnleashed.com. If you look at the blog, where will Deebo go? So to me, these are the five most likely. Texans, number one on the list because DeMeco Ryans is there, and they have a need behind Nico Collins. Diggs is not going to be back. That didn't work out, Stephon Diggs. And they have a major injury with Tank Dell. So they've got a big-time need for a receiver, and they want to win now. Now, the Commanders, I only put them as the only NFC team because I don't think they want to put Deebo in the NFC, despite the fact that they don't want him. It's kind of like one of those things, well, I don't want you, but he can't have you either. And so the Commanders, they would have to overpay because it's the NFC, but their GM, Adam Peters, was the VP of the 49ers players personnel when Deebo was drafted by the 49ers in 2019. They do have a need opposite Terry McLaurin. They have a need opposite Terry McLaurin on a rising team in the NFC, as I write there. 49ers would not want to send him there, but they may not have a choice. Maybe the Commanders would overpay. The Steelers, remember all the dialogue that the 49ers had with the Steelers? They did it with Ayuk. Why not just replace it with Deebo Samuel? They got a big need. They have George Pickens. He's a guy that's very inconsistent. And they're in the AFC, so you can send him out of there. Jim Harbaugh, this would be interesting. Their wide receiver core, Ladd McConkey, the second-round pick out of Georgia, who a lot of people thought that maybe the 49ers should have taken instead of Ricky Pearsall. We shall see. He's solid. But their former first-round pick, Quentin Johnson, has been a bust. And Justin Herbert obviously needs targets. Deebo's a tough guy. Jim Harbaugh loves tough guys. Plus, Jim is really good, and Greg Roman and the staff they have there with the Chargers, really good at figuring out how to use players, and that has the Chargers written all over it. And then finally, the Patriots. New England is desperate. And while Deebo wouldn't want to go there, look at the last thing about, well, look at the last couple of sentences. First of all, they've got the worst wide receiving core in the league, but they have a young quarterback in Drake May, and they are desperate to get veteran receivers there to help him. And the thing is with Deebo, no team is going to take him at his current number at $23.8 million or over $15 million for this last year of his contract. That's the most important number, over 15. I think somebody wants to renegotiate that, and New England could offer him money because they are desperate. And as I talk about at the bottom there, money talks, and Deebo would listen. So that's what I think as far as teams are concerned. Texans, Commanders, Steelers, Chargers, Patriots. What can you get for Deebo? Well, I saved the best for last because you wouldn't have stayed around if I'd have just given you what is Deebo's value as far as that goes. Now, what I think is at the trade deadline last year, the Jets gave the Raiders a third-round pick for Davante Adams. Is Deebo Samuel worth more than that? He's not. So what I think is going to happen here is, well, there was banter about a third-round pick last year for Deebo Samuel. I think given the year, like I told you about all those lows and things like that, and it doesn't look like on tape, he's got that power and that speed and that explosiveness that he used to have. But I think the best they could do is a third. A team like the Patriots might overpay. A team like the Commanders, if you keep him in the NFC, if Adam Peters really likes what he sees still from him, having that connection and helping draft Debo here in 2019 in the Bay Area. So maybe there's a couple of teams that overpay. But what I think it would be is probably a fourth-round pick that could be a third-round pick. Because are you going to get more than what the Jets got for Davante Adams? I doubt it. So I'm thinking third-round tops, probably a fourth-rounder that could turn into a third-rounder. Could be even a fifth-rounder that could turn into a third-rounder. We'll see, but that's what I think the number will be as far as Debo. So there you go. There's the teams. There's the number. There's John Lynch saying, what? We're not getting rid of Debo? What, are you crazy?
Debo's under contract. I mean, yeah.
He's acting back.
Yeah. A good player and has done a ton for this organization. And, you know, we're not in the business of letting good players out of here. So, yeah.
All right. There you go. There's Debo. Same thing.
Nah, no questions at all.
Have you talked to Kyle and John about that?
Oh, not yet. No.
You can tell Debo's face. I am out of here. Why are you asking me the question? So there you go. Debo asked for the trade. I'm looking at the chalkboard there. What Lynch said, he was gone anyway. I've been telling you that for weeks, if not months. Debo was going to leave the 49ers. It never made any sense. If you looked at the depth chart and looked who the 49ers are dedicated to, a first-round pick in Pearsall, a guy they just signed in Brandon Ayuk, even though he's going to miss some of the season, and Juwan Jennings, who they absolutely love. Where does that leave Debo? He can ask for a trade, or they can trade or cut, whatever. It's semantics to me, whoever asked for what. I know Debo saw it coming. The one thing I want to say about Debo that is positive is the minute Brandon Ayuk signed that big contract last year, late, Debo Samuel knew he was gone. He knew they weren't going to commit $55 million AAV to that position. And he knew that with the deal this year with Ayuk being at 11.2 and he's over 15, he knew that number wouldn't fly either. So he got into shape last year, did not have the season he wanted to have, but he didn't complain. He didn't yell. He didn't scream. He could have done any of those things. He waited to the offseason after this disastrous season. So he was a professional, and I'll give him a ton of that credit. So what happened to Debo? Again, we go through the chalkboard. I just think they used him a ton, and it's kind of like a running back, and that's how his body was, and he ran over people, and he was physical, and now it's caught up with them. The wide receiver room, I told you about that. The offseason free agents, we'll get into that. Like we said, George Kittle is going to get a deal done. Maybe Dre Greenlaw, certainly Brock, and they've got to get their money in order. Debo's value, you may not love to hear it, but he's not getting more than the Raiders got for Devontae, so I do think it's going to be a conditional third at best. Where will he go? I gave you those five teams. And by the way, want to thank Debo because, as I've been telling you for months, he is going to go. But Debo always set a tone for the 49ers from for a long time on this team. When Debo didn't play, the Niners didn't play well. But because he played so hard, Debo is going to be gone. As I said for months, Debo is going to be gone and a former 49er. And there he is asking for the trade. It was a hard conversation with Kyle because of the relationship, but I do have to do what's best. I'm more than thankful for the Niners giving me the opportunity of a lifetime, but now I think it's best we find another team, and what is that team going to be? There you go. If you want to check out more, all you got to do is check out johnlundunleashed.com. I've got the whole piece to go along with this video, so check it out right now. Plus, we have archives of all the podcasts, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcast, and the show, which you can hear Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till whenever we go, 8 a.m. Pacific on the YouTube channel, X, Instagram as well, and make sure that you subscribe. That is your story of the day. Where will Debo go?